Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
And Tom Lydon joins us today. Tom is back after having had some vacation. We, of course, are glad to have him. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. He is the head of Global Trends Asset Management. If you want more information, etftrends.com is where you go for the website. If you want to follow Tom on Twitter, he's at Tom Lydon. ETF Trends is at ETF Trends. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the iShares JP Morgan US Dollar Emerging Market Bond ETF, ticker symbol EMB.
It's the EMB. That's right. It's the iShares JP Morgan US Dollar Emerging Markets Bond ETF. There's a lot of things there. Ironically, perhaps, the things that we throw out and don't really discuss very often are the first things, the fund company identifier and the money manager. So the iShares and the JP Morgan, we pay less attention to. The U.S. dollar, that's important. The emerging markets, that's important. And bonds, that's important. So what makes this emerging markets bond ETF the ETF of the week?
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. We could actually spend the whole time just dissecting the title, but this is an iShares ETF. It's managed by JP Morgan or utilizing their index. It is in the U.S. dollar denomination as opposed to the local currency. So that's really key, and yes, it's focused on emerging market debt. So the idea here is this. More and more investors are looking for places for yield, to grab yield, because yields are at historic lows. Emerging markets surely have been beat up. However, many are feeling that there's value in emerging markets, and I think there are a lot of folks on Wall Street agree. However, one thing that we are seeing is we had expectations that we would see rising rates here in the U.S. That is yet to happen. But I think the Fed can't put that off forever. Eventually, in the next couple of years, we will get into a rising rate environment. And when rates go up, our currency goes up in value versus other foreign currencies. On the other hand, we see in emerging market areas, because of struggling economies, their central banks are, in fact, continuing to provide stimulus. When you provide stimulus, that has a negative effect on the local currency, so the currency goes down. So it's a way to protect from the falling currency within the emerging markets, while at the same time being able to take advantage of the rising currency in the U.S. and the attractive yields that emerging market debt has to offer. I know that's kind of a mouthful, but as you're an investor and you're looking to diversify your portfolio from a fixed income standpoint, but also from the ability to maybe get some appreciation, EMB has a lot to offer.
Some folks would say that emerging markets money comes out of your international portion of your portfolio, and you are agnostic to whether that money in your international is going into stocks or bonds. Others would say this is part of your bond portfolio. What do you say?
A couple things. First of all, we know that U.S. investors are drastically underallocated overseas, not only on their equity portion, but also on their fixed income portion. And you can make an argument for this ETF for both categories, because it does, being emerging market oriented, offer some volatility, both to the upside and the downside, number one. Number two, the current yield is about 4.5%, which is extremely attractive compared to what else you might get out there. So with that, that's also a key component. And then finally, the currency component. Most investors are hearing a little bit about currency and what it does to your portfolio, but not really in tune or equipped to be able to handle that as far as it affects your portfolio. So a couple things. First of all, if you do have foreign allocation, you are making a bet on that local currency. A great way to neutralize that is have at least half of your allocation invested in the U.S. dollar as opposed to that currency. And EMB does that because it's dollar denominated. So that's something to think about. If you've got global U.S. ETFs in the portfolio, but they're affected by global markets, by having a small portion in your portfolio, 5% in EMB, I think that affects not only the fixed income portion, but also the equity portion, and also affects the currency portion of your portfolio. And this is something that you could buy and hold for an extended period of time.
Okay.
In addition, I know your question is going to be, hey, is this a trend following thing?
Yep.
It surely is. So be sure if it's something that sounds attractive to you, that you go in and look at the current 200-day average, because on that 200-day average, you're going to see that lately it's been moving to the upside, and then use that 200 days to maybe sell out if it actually does drop below.
So it is a 200-day moving average play that you could also use as a long-term allocation. It is the iShares J.P. Morgan U.S. Dollar Emerging Markets Bond ETF, the EMB, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, great to have you back. Thanks so much. We look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETF Trends. For more information, just like it sounds, ETFTrends.com. At ETF Trends on Twitter, and Tom is at Tom Lydon. Well, that is a great way to start the Thursday, August the 4th edition of Money Life. The big interview is next, so settle back and relax. We're living the money life, and there's much more to come. Stay tuned.